98.1 KZE, MK with you, a little after 5 o'clock on your Thursday afternoon, and delighted to have some guests in the studio with me. From Community Family Development, we have CEO Jamie Hyla and Jen Radicone, who also volunteers with the organization. Jamie and Jen, welcome.
Thanks so much for having us.
Yeah, it's wonderful to see you. So I would like to start out with, the most basic of questions. Jamie, since you are the CEO, can you tell us a little bit about what Community Family Development is and what you guys do?
Sure. So we are a nonprofit early childhood program in the city of Poughkeepsie, and we serve children anywhere from 6 weeks old to 12 years old, and we have infants all the way through school age programming. Somewhat of your typical daycare center in some ways, but we're pretty different because we put in programs that really help support all of the families, and our mission is to make sure that children and families thrive. 95% of our families are receiving some level of child care assistance, and our goal is always to provide the necessary supports, whether it be food resources, housing resources, but really making sure that every family and every child has the ability to make sure that they're thriving within our county.
Yeah, that's amazing. I mean, I don't have children myself, but I know some folks who do, if you can believe it. And it's really, really hard. I mean, this is not a society that's set up to have a lot of safety nets. We essentially have to have both parents working now, which, makes it hard to figure out childcare if you don't have family living nearby. And even if you do, what if they can't help? And it's just a whole thing. So it's really great to know that there are organizations like Community Family Development doing what you guys do and kind of providing that safety net.
Absolutely. And so one thing that you said that was really important too, right? Both parents are going back into the workforce, and trying to find affordable childcare doesn't exist.
Yeah.
And that's one of our main things that we're working with the Dutchess County Workforce Investment Board, their childcare coalition, to figure out how we can make universal childcare be an actual viability for parents, where maybe at minimum they'd only have to pay $50 a week for childcare.
That's
versus
amazing.
A literal mortgage payment every month.
Yeah, a mortgage payment or a college tuition payment, essentially. Like, it's bananas.
Or a paycheck. So you're working just to pay for your child's care. So why are you going to work if you're just paying for your child's care? And that's one of our main goals, is to make sure that it's accessible and affordable for all families.
Yeah, that's incredible. How long has Community Family Development existed?
So it has been in existence since 1971, mm-hmm. But most of the time when we're talking about the organization, people don't know who we are.
Yeah.
It went through a series of changes over the last 50-some-odd years, and we really have worked hard to change the whole organizational structure to help support our families and our staff as well.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I mean, this is incredible. I love learning about new organizations doing good in the community. And, this is an important thing that you guys are doing, an important need that you're filling. And I imagine I imagine there's more demand than you can sometimes supply.
There actually is a term called being a child care desert, and mm-hmm. Dutchess County in particular is one of those child care deserts. There are so many slots that need to be filled, and the need for child care is there, but the physical space is a challenge. So that's one other thing that we're really trying to work on, and figuring out how many students can we support and finding locations that best support those needs. So right now we're in the city of Poughkeepsie, but we are eagerly looking and growing our spaces and growing our organization, because we know that that need is there.
Yeah, absolutely. So I feel like when there is, when somebody, for example, hears of an organization like yours and they're like, God, that would be great for me, that would take a lot of weight off my shoulders, a lot of the time there's this block of like, but how do I get my foot in the door? So if somebody wants to take advantage of your services, what are the steps that they go through to become a member of the family, I guess?
Sure. Actually, that really is it, right? It is becoming a member of the family. So most of the time, we usually have, it's very organic, and parents are calling directly to us. Everyone can go right to our website. It's communityfamilydevelopment.org. And on there is a whole bunch of our programs, but also because we're a nonprofit, right, that's also where you can utilize availability to do support financially, because our programs wouldn't exist without support from the community.
Yeah.
We also have some incredible community partnerships that exist, and we're always looking for more. Poughkeepsie Farm Project brings fresh fruit and vegetables that our incredible chef, Mr. Joe, cooks for the children. Sometimes the meals that come out of this center, I feel like, could be professional in a restaurant. It's pretty incredible that infants, toddlers, and preschoolers get access to fresh fruit and vegetables at lunch every couple of days through this partnership. We also have Moonrise Bagels, West Cop.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so Moonrise Bagels gives us stuffed bagels every Thursday.
Ooh.
So shout out to them because our staff love that. We work with West Cop, which is Westchester Cooperative Opportunity Program. They have a program called Baby Steps Forward, and that's an early Head Start model. So we provide diapers, wipes, formula, baby food at no additional cost to the parent.
Really cool.
And I know that you're not a parent, you said, but that is a huge financial burden that, again, we try to take off the parents.
Yeah.
We also work with AMPACT, an early learning course. So we have tutors in our preschool and pre-K program. Again, the whole idea is to make sure that from 0 to 5, that student has the ability to get every bit of knowledge preparing them for kindergarten. So that when a student goes into the kindergarten program, they're ready and they have everything they need.
That's awesome. Because once again, I mean, if both parents are working and they're busy and they're trying to keep on top of the house and the bills and everything, it's hard to then also be a teacher in the no downtime that you have. So yeah, to be able to have your kid being prepared for school, that is incredible too. And not just passing them off to an iPad, which is the easy, you know, and I'm not criticizing because, again, I don't have kids and it's hard.
No, but that's the reality. And for a lot of our families, sometimes we are just one part of their day.
Mm-hmm.
The parent might be working, you know, two different jobs. And so that structure and consistency and even that nutrition, and like Jen said, is so important because that's their base of the day. So we have the ability to hone in on that.
Yeah.
So, and it's trusted. So they know that their children are safe, they're fed, and they're loved, as well as educated when they're at the center.
Yeah, that leads me actually really nicely into the question I was going to ask you, Jen, which is, you volunteer. So what is that like? What are some of the experiences you've had?
So I'm the board chair of Community Family Development. I became chair in 2023, but I joined the board of directors in 2021. It has been an incredible experience. Personally, I came from the world of education and did a little bit of a pivot myself into nonprofit work. So for me, supporting CFD on the board side allows me to stay connected to childcare, but also use my strengths, which is knowledge of some regulations and outside of the box thinking, to provide support to Jamie so that she can really do what she needs to do. And our board is a group of incredibly dedicated people. I've never seen a group that really gets along as well as we do and has really great meetings where we push each other to go forward. So we are always looking for board members to join us.
Okay.
You can always reach out. You can go on communityfamilydevelopment.org or reach out to Jamie to get that process started.
Very cool. Yeah. And I mean, what are some of kind of the day-to-day things that you need from people who join the organization?
From a board perspective or as even like a staff and enrollment perspective?
I guess both.
Okay. So from...
I'm just trying to get kind of a picture of like what a day at CFD looks like.
Yeah. So, well, if you come tomorrow, it is the pre-K roundup where they are graduating country style. So that's going to be a very interesting day. But we do our drop-offs typically anywhere from 7 to 9. And you're greeted by one of my administrative team members, either my center director or assistant director. And then from there, the student goes right into the classroom and they're seeing their buddies and having breakfast and enjoying all of the things. And each week we have different themes and activities that occur. And then throughout the month, we have community partners that come in. So we do a monthly yoga session with Yoga with Liz. So they get their mindfulness on and relax and have that time to woosah. But we also take Liz a separate level and bring her to the staff level so that we make sure that our staff really have that ability to kind of come down and relax a little bit, because working with kiddos is hard.
Yes.
Hard work. and sometimes you need a little downward dog to chill out and relax. But we're always growing and learning and having fun. And that's the biggest thing, is there's so much opportunity to learn through play. Someone might observe and say, oh, well, you know, why are they just playing with that shaving cream? What are they learning, right? But they're learning so many things in those moments. They're learning about fine motor skills and sensory skills, and they can write their letters in the shaving cream.
Sure, and the social interaction of playing with other kids and playing with
absolutely staff members. Mm-hmm. And so having that, like, this is their first experience of making those formal connections and learning how to deal with conflict resolution as a two-year-old, yeah, right? So lots of fun and there's always something going on.
Yeah, every once in a while, there's a guest reader. We actually have Central Hudson coming to volunteer to help mm-hmm. out, make our playground more beautiful.
Oh, cool.
So, and when we have events, we're always looking for volunteers to help us. We did a community carnival about 2 years ago, and we had bounce houses and all of these things, and those types of events take people. Oh, so yeah. Helping us be able to put those events on is another critical piece in community engagement as well as getting ourselves out there.
Yeah. Any exciting events on the roster for this summer, or any exciting programs or developments you've got coming up?
So during the summer, we're really focused on the summer camp with our school age program, which is fully enrolled. And we have a lovely wait list for that, which is great. And we wish we could be able to serve more students, but we're limited with our current site. So summer camp has been our big thing for the summertime. But in September, we will be doing an open house. I believe it's September 27th. And so we'll do an open house where we really want to have the community at large come visit, learn who we are and what we do and why it matters, and just get a feel for having fun and playing with the kiddos.
Awesome.
We'll also be at National Night Out in the city of Poughkeepsie, which mm-hmm. is national, on the first Tuesday of August. So cool. I think it's August 5th. We'll have a nice table there too. And hopefully we'll be having a lot more open house type activities so that folks can come by and get to know us and get to know the students and mm-hmm. see how they thrive.
Fantastic. We've got Jamie Hyla and Jen Radicone from Community Family Development in Poughkeepsie today. And what is that website for folks who might be interested in either getting involved if they need the services or want to help out?
It's communityfamilydevelopment.org. I know. It's the longest website ever.
Well, thank you both for joining me today. This was lovely.
Thank you so much for having us.
We got Old Crow Medicine Show. I thought this one would be good for this conversation. We're all in this together on KZE.